meeting of covenants, Monday the 24th of July, 2023. Order of proceedings. Suspension of standing order. The Honourable the Chief Minister. Mr. Speaker, I object to move under standing order 7-3 to suspend standing order 7-1 in order to proceed with the loan of documents on the table. Those in favour, with the carried. Papers to be read. The Honourable the Chief Minister. Mr. Speaker, I have the honour to lay on the table the annual report of the Gibraltar Regulatory Authority for the year ended the 31st of March 2023, the audit of accounts of the Gibraltar Regulatory Authority for the year ended the 31st of March 2023, the European Union withdrawal application international agreement amendment of Schedule Order 2023, and the European Union withdrawal application of international agreement amendment of Schedule Number 2 Order 2023. Answer to all questions continued. Question number 530 of 2023. The Honourable Ian Clinton. Can we go to the next stage to towards the removal from the FOTF process? Answer, the Honourable Minister for Health, Digital and Financial Services. Public announcement following the June plenary of OPTF. This event announcement contains the conclusions of all countries under review, including Gibraltar, the countries listed by the Bank of the Countries of Gibraltar in response to the OPTF public announcement. Because that is my answer to the question that was posed by the member in respect of what I can say in respect of the OPTF process. The business is because the relevant member. And we did continue to represent them, I'll tell you that. Proceedings of FATF and Moneyval are subject to strict confidentiality provisions. I have explained this before, and which is why I have made it absolutely clear in this house and outside of this house that I'm not able to say anything more. But even if I did, this would be against the best interest of Gibraltar, and consequently, I would not do it. And for the last 5 months, Mr. Speaker, to be fair, the government is opposite of being mature, responsible, and cooperative in terms of how we have managed the public side of having COVID and the FATF money by person. But of course, like all good things, they come to an end. And the government couldn't but resist the temptation of throwing politics into this process when the one thing that this process is threatened is politics. All that maturity and all that responsibility was thrown out of the window in place of an attempt to have a go at me, at the government, and let's be clear, at everyone else who has been involved in this process, for the sake of what I consider to be cheap political points. So the attempt to place in the question for the third two press releases, which are really quite astounding. Mr. Speaker, the statements conclude that the press release that we issued at the same time as the FATF press release was issued was underwhelming in its lack of detail. Well, because the member is fully aware, because I've told him many times, that we can't give any more information. So, in what sense is it underwhelming? Probably understands that we cannot share details in particular, but it's been sworn documents to the contrary. So, how can it be underwhelming? So, the case of the very statement we issued is consistent with all of those, and on each of those occasions, we had a lot complained about being issued publicly. So, therefore, that I want to be 100% sure of the election. This is it. I am 100% sure of our election. 100% sure. There's no difference in my mind someone was a minister. So that says, I agree remarkably, that they don't deserve the government to rebuke to ensure that I'm putting my life in my own
Never have people, and those who are working around to
go with staff and the FSA to help them in the prison. Never had custom, the police, had the legal services that they now have to help them in economic crime. So the fact is quite particular, booting, and getting the government given the people the resources that they need, to talk to them, because crime is greater. So the way to go to police, the customs, to the financial services commission, to the gambling division, to the financial intelligence unit, to the extra criminal prosecutions, to the extra stakeholders, to the extra coordinator, to the legal services of the local body, to each and every one of them, for the incredible work that they have done over this past very challenging, not just 1 year, but 2 or 4 years, in doing everything they had to do to enable us to improve this process and to do it as I have 100% confidence that we will. Well, we want to Mr. Speaker. I'm not surprised to hear that the Minister of War meeting with my bound people from Frederick. He could come here next statement and just said that. I mean, great, well done. But Mr. Speaker, what I want to know is, I don't know why you're so sounding in simple comments. Mr. Speaker, what I really want to know is he confident that by October of this year, FATF will be in a position to remove it from the grave phase? It looks like process, and it's no the process, and the process is fine.
The DIS identifying where they have been transferred.
often in the upper government of the health, technical, and financial services. The biggest problem is that have been transferred from Montreal area. One group of officers has been transferred to government law offices, one nursing assistant has been transferred to the domestic department of the DSA, and one registered nursing and one nursing assistant has been transferred to joint sector ward, which comes under the ERS. that wisdom and get to understand what it is in terms of the protocol and where we are at. If it is a clear principle to be published, I certainly will. But let me come back to your number with more specific details, and I don't want to guess. My presidential information doesn't come to the point, and therefore I'm not able to say any more at this stage, but I certainly will do a little bit
more. And can I ask, which of the procedures have been publicly funded, because it's coming into here, depending on what it is, which has not been publicly funded, again, this sort of stems from the original answer, and also the letter he wrote to me, there was an indication that the consideration was being given as to which of the procedures have been funded. Presumably, that would be in the document, if the document has been derived.
I think so, Mr. Speaker, but again, as I said before, I need to have a look at it and where it is in the process to be able to answer questions, answer that question for you.
Mr. Speaker, when he talks about the age, the minimum of the minimum age, which I think he said, according to UK regulations, the patient has to be at least 18. I take it from that answer that that is the policy position of the government?
Yes, it is, Mr. Speaker. As I answered in my question, the service that we provide in Gibraltar is well under the guidance of the UK based specialist following the NHS guidelines. So, very much aligned to that.
And finally, Mr. Speaker, I just asked, the letter he wrote to me implied that there were patients awaiting decision in respect of this matter currently in the book. And I just read from his letter, he doesn't have it in front of him. After giving me an explanation about the process that they were following and the advice being sought, he referred to the engagement with a private provider in the UK, awaiting a response regarding costs, and then the minister said, would a minister urgently outsource treatment required by patients in Gibraltar? Now, that implied as a view of urgency. He used the word urgently. Can I have an indication from the minister as to the backdrop of that, when and how many people are we talking about, and will the government and presumably the government is allied to the fact that we need to take a decision in relation to that fairly soon, as we can hear today, please. Does the minister have more information to give to us on those aspects up to the urgency required?
I don't think in detail, which I was able to share the government member privately, and I'm also aware with regard to the urgency that some patients have been seen, some patients depending on surgery, and one of the more complicated issues is that there's a significant waiting list with the NHS in the UK, and that also has an impact on some of the surgery being funded. In other words, it's beyond our control, the sequence is. People as quickly as possible, but these are subject to both our own and the UK in certain areas waiting list. I have some numbers that I'm happy to share on my private room and maybe that can give you some more information.
I move the House of now adjourn to Tuesday, the 11th of July, when it is my intention to suspend planning already started the consideration of the appropriation.
I have proposed a question which is that the House of now adjourn to Tuesday, the 11th of July at 10 a.m. And I put the question which is that the House of now adjourn to Tuesday, the 11th of July at 10 a.m. Those in favor, is against, pass. The House will now adjourn to Tuesday, the 11th of July at 10 a.m.